The response to the alleged plot and other security threats in recent years highlights some new responsibilities for flight attendants. They still make the pre-flight announcements.
Ladies and gentlemen, the boarding door has been closed. We need all cellular phones turned off and stowed at this time, and flight attendants prepare for departure.
But they also have to worry about potential terrorists. Recent security scares have prompted crews to search, evacuate, or divert planes again and again. Flight attendants are getting advice on how to spot a potential threat amid countless weary passengers. NPR's Kathleen Schalk visited a training program for them.
For years, American girls listed the three most desirable careers as actress, model, and airline stewardess. The job was glamorous and exciting, and no one could have expected them to be doing this.
Go!
Get back! Help! Sit down! Buckle up! Get back!
This is crew member self-defense training.
Get away, big brute! Get away! Get away from me! Get away!
15 men and women sweating in shorts and tank tops take turns attacking pinkish rubber dummies called bobs. They rush at them, pummel them with punches, slaps, and judo chops. They throw elbows, grab the dummies by the neck, and knee them in the groin.
Stay away! Get back! Got your eyes. Get out of here!
The Transportation Security Administration has been quietly training flight attendants this way since the end of 2004. All U.S. carriers also teach flight crews about self-defense. This class is in a hot gymnasium at a community college near Denver. Lee Condre, the lead instructor, is a police officer with a flat-top crew cut and an ironic smile. At first, he says, he worried that flight attendants weren't cut out for this sort of thing.
They were such nice, polite people and friendly that it was going to be hard to get them in the mindset that they might have to be aggressive and hurt somebody.
But, he chuckles, it wasn't hard at all. They do seem to be into it. Condre shows them how to drop a bad guy by twisting his wrist just right. Flight attendant Stephanie Pappas jokes as she practices on a fellow student.
Sir, that'll be $5 on your drink now. Hand it over.
Pappas, who's worked as a flight attendant for a major carrier for 34 years, says she's learned some cool moves, but something else as well.
When someone's threatening you, the thought that it's okay to hit them with all your force, that was a great concept.
Certainly, it's a far cry from what flight attendants used to be taught.
Back when I was hired, back in the day, we were taught to be compliant, taught to keep the people happy.
Sometimes airlines took this to extremes, especially in the 1960s and 70s when they were competing to lure male business travelers. One carrier gave out little black books to write down flight attendants' phone numbers. One, Braniff, even had its flight attendants perform a sort of striptease in the aisle.
After dinner on those long flights, she'll slip into something a little more comfortable.
Needless to say, they got hassled all day.
Johanna Omelia is co-author of A History of Flight Attendants.
Some of the women that we spoke with had to fly in paper outfits all through the 1960s, and they complained that men used to burn holes in their uniforms by way of flirting with them. And occasionally also they threw glasses of water on the stewardesses and the paper dresses to make the dresses see-through.
In those days, training videos taught flight attendants how to be stoic and giggle. That was then, says veteran flight attendant Stephanie Pappas.
Obviously now, the public is different. The enemy is different.
Her colleague, Jane Davis, says the job has changed dramatically.
Now when we greet people, we are sizing them up, where they're sitting on the airplane, or if they look like a friendly face or if not a friendly face, if they can help us, if they couldn't help us.
They compare notes about passengers that worry them.
We have a lot of communication, a lot of communication between the cockpit and the other flight attendants on board.
Just like, does that guy seem creepy to you too?
Sure.
And if they have qualms about a passenger, one of them will actually approach him and talk. They're supposed to follow their gut reactions and act on them. Remembering the terrorist attacks of 5 years ago, Stephanie Pappas says her new skills could help.
The first people to be injured on September 11th, the first people to die, were flight attendants. And they were probably astonished as it was happening to them, as I would be. But now I think we're going to be a little less astonished. We're going to be a little more prepared.
She says the recent security scares have reminded flight attendants that they have to be ready for anything. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News.
Flight attendants at Northwest Airlines may be getting ready to strike. They say there's little hope they'll be able to negotiate with the airline, which is under bankruptcy protection. The flight attendants rejected proposed settlements, and then Northwest imposed its own contract, cutting base pay by about 21%. The union contends the cuts are even worse when you consider reductions in health insurance. The union statements increase the chance now that a federal judge will have to decide whether the flight attendants can go on strike.